celebrating the greatest music ever recorded.
VR2 Show, I'm Mike Yunus, and someone's at the door.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, come on in, Chris. Perfect timing.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me over.
You're always invited because we are going to play records.
That's exactly what we're doing. I brought some really good ones.
Did you?
Yeah, some really great recycled
vinyl.
I'm loving it.
I can't wait
to play with you.
Here in your little carry case, your little 45 case.
Do you not love that it's pink?
Record
player.
Would it be any other color with you?
Could be.
Well, I'm excited because we're going to do... I've got about an hour.
Hour is perfect, you know? Absolutely.
We'll cram in as many records as we can.
Mm-hmm.
I got my little turntable here.
Uh-huh.
My little record player,
yeah.
as it were.
And I've got my collection. What did you choose this time?
I chose quite a few songs from the 60s and 70s. Some 80s in there, too.
Well, I've got a really good one to start off that I love.
Plop it on.
Okay.
Oh.
Isn't this good?
It's Bill Withers.
It is Bill Withers. Very good. 1977. We're recycling this one. It's
a mood lifter.
It is. It makes me feel very, very happy. I feel like nothing can go wrong here in this one.
Bill Withers, lovely day, kicking off our show this week.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gone.
Too.
I know, right? We're just playing records.
Oh, sookie, sookie now. Hey! find you so doggone fine. I just can't get you out of my mind. You become a sweet taste in my mouth now, and I want you to be my spouse so that we can live happily now in a great big old roomy house. And I know you're gonna groove me, baby. Oh yeah, now make me feel good inside. Come on and groove me, baby. I need you to groove me. Oh yeah, now darling, come on, come on. Hey, hey there, sugar dumplings, come on, give me something, girl. Hugging, ooh, you cute little thing, you. Girl, between you and me now, we don't need no company, no other man, no other girl can enter into our world, not as long as you prove, baby. Oh, it to me, mama. Oh, I like it like that, baby. Groove me, baby. Hey! Groove me, darling. Come on, come on. I need you to sock it to me, mama. Come on and now. Groove me, baby. Hey! Good God. It make me feel so good.
VR2, recycled vinyl, giving back radio's greatest years.
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're way on top now. Since you left me, you're always laughing way down at me. But watch out now, I'm gonna get there. We'll be together for just a little while, then I'm gonna put you way down here, and you'll start crying 96 tears. Cry. And when the sun comes up, I'll be on top, you'll be right down there looking up, and I might wave, come up here, but I don't see you waving now. I'm way down here, wondering how I'm gonna get you, but I know now, I'll just cry. For one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're gonna cry 96 tears. You're gonna cry 96 tears. You're gonna cry, 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 cry now. You're gonna cry, 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 cry.
to hear you cry now, all night long. A 96 tears, yeah, come on now. A 96 tears.
Met my old lover on the street last night. She seemed so glad to see me, I just smiled. And we talked about some old times, and we drank ourselves some beers. Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy. I'm not the kind of man who tends to socialize. I seem to lean on old familiar ways. And I ain't no fool for love songs that whisper in my ears. Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy.
Such a good song.
What
when
year?
Did you? I was just going to ask you when you bought this.
1975. We were still playing records.
I know. And this was actually number 40 on the charts at that time. And this song in 75 won a Grammy Award for Best Pop Vocal Performance of that year, 1975. Who knew?
You know, he was an incredible talent. I wasn't as fond of him as I probably, as the world was.
You
but
know?
This song resonated with me. It was a song that kind of hit home because it was had a great opening.
Yeah, it did. But you know what I remember more than anything about this song? That You're Gonna Die. Lorne Michaels in Saturday Night Live insisted that Paul Simon wear a turkey costume and sing this song. Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
It was the weekend before Thanksgiving. I'll never forget that as long as I live. And it was during their debut season of Saturday Night Live that he performed Still Crazy in a turkey costume.
That's, well, there you go.
I know.
Well, you know, they did things to get ratings back then.
Is that what it was? It was the eighth, season eight or something like that. And on that set, he met his wife. Pretty cool. It's a good choice.
It is a good, well. Was yeah. He hasn't had a lot of controversy with his wife. I think.
I don't really know a whole lot about
I think there
that.
Was something going on, but you know what? You know, it probably led to tears of some kind, which our song before that was about 96 Tears.
This was a good one to recycle, Michael. Right on the mark of 1966.
And talk about crackling, popping. This one, you know, the only place you would have heard this other than radio was on a little record player in a basement near you.
You know what's really cool I know about this song? Hmm. This was, of course, Question Mark and the Mysterians is the name of this group. And it was U.S. number one, but what was really cool, this song was recorded in a living room in Michigan. They pressed 500 copies. They distributed it to DJs in South Michigan. And this song became the most requested record in Flint, Canada, and Detroit.
And I think any song has... really made its an artist has mm-hmm. made it somewhere when Flint, Michigan is your place to be.
What I love about
number
it is,
one,
who could take a record and distribute it themselves? Back then you could do that. The industry is entirely different now.
Well, you know, you can do it now through the internet, but there was that period of time where it was almost impossible to break out because there was all the politics that went with being a artist trying to break through onto the radio.
Right.
Record companies were impossible to work with.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of greasing of the palms and the payola crap.
And you had to hear it on air. You're absolutely right. You know, radio really had a different purpose back then.
It was more important to mm-hmm. the industry. And you know what? It still is, because we're going to keep
I think
it that
so.
Way.
Well, hey. Yeah,
we kicked off our set with a song that really made the radio scene. Groove Me. King Floyd.
Yeah, King Floyd.
And you had an interesting, you know, you're searching for your brain right now. If you remember, that song
I do remember.
Was the B-side.
It was the B-side.
That's all
we
you
played
have to say.
The B-side.
Okay, we're going to move on or regain some composure. We are going to take a little break, but we will be right back to play some more records. And the records that we have are coming up into the 70s and some great dancey type music coming up in the next set. So stick around.
Green, green. It's your home, it's your dream. Rain on testing, keep it healthy and clean. Make it green, green, green.
Making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Testing for radon is easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Now, back to Mike and Chris on VR2. Vintage Rock Radio.
Hey, Chris, it's my turn on the VR2 show to drop the needle on this one.
This is Howard Hewitt and Jody Watley.
Oh, I love this
1981.
Song. Yes, ma'am. And I can make you feel good on the VR2 show with Mike and Chris.
And I'm dancing.
And we're dancing. I dance, you dance, we dance.
Are you the kind of put your heart on? I won't waste your time. I just wanna practice what I preach. Girl, I can be such a talent. A game that can be two wins. Unlike any sport, it depends on the prize and knowing where the real thing lies. To make a long story short, baby, I can make you feel. Girl, those were tearing your face. Been more to me before the day I found you.
VR2.
We're just playing records.
Stay.
Mike Eunice and Chris Krause, VR2, Vintage Rock Radio.
88 WLFC. Shade of the freeway. Gonna pack my lunch in the morning and go to work each day. And when the evening rolls around, I'll go on home and lay my body down. And when the morning light comes streaming in, I'll get up and do it again. Amen. Say it again. Amen. I wanna know what became of the changes we waited for love to bring. Were they only the fitful dreams of some greater awakening? Been aware of the time going by. They say in the end it's the wink of an eye. When the morning light comes streaming in, you'll get up and do it again. Amen. Caught between the longing for love and the struggle for the legal tender. Sirens sing and the church bells ring and the junk man pounds his fender. Well, the veterans dream of the fight, fast asleep at the traffic light, and the children solemnly wait for the ice cream vendor. Out into the cool of the evening strolls the pretender. He knows that all his hopes and dreams begin and end there. A girl who can show me what laughter means, and we'll fill in the missing colors in each other's paint by number dreams. And then we'll put our dark glasses on and we'll make love until our strength is gone. When the morning light comes streaming in, get up and do it again. Get it up again. I'm gonna be a happy idiot and struggle for the legal tender. The pretender who
started out so young and strong, only to surrender.
VR2, celebrating the greatest music ever recorded.
Doing our part to save the planet, recycling the world's best music. VR2, Vintage Rock Radio.
On that one. That was hot.
Yeah, from where? A Distant Fire, perhaps?
Sanford Townsend Band.
1977, for goodness sake.
My beginnings in radio.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was just a wee child. Opening the mic for the first time. This was probably in one of the first sets I ever played on the radio.
Yeah, and you know, right up your alley, this is Blue Eyed Soul.
It is. A guy had a fantastic voice. Another Southern guy with a little bit of soul going for it.
Didn't he play with Kenny Loggins, too? Was there a collaboration that went along with this?
I think yes. And he also opened for a bunch of concerts and bands.
Uh-huh.
The main guy.
This was number 9-2 on the Billboard, Mark. Mark?
That would be Mike.
Mike?
Yeah. Yeah, it was number 9. I thought it was bigger than that, but that's
still... Well, number 1 on Cashbox.
Cashbox was really the industry, the radio industry's...
Right. But 9
survey.
On Billboard.
Yeah.
So, 1977. Not such a shabby song. I love the tempo of this song.
Beautiful song. And speaking of beautiful songs, one of the songs that really attached me to Jackson Browne and his music was this one. A song called The Pretender. And
yeah, this is a beautiful, beautiful song released in the fall of 1976. This song by Jackson Browne was released in the fall of 76, and what's really sad about this song is he actually lost his wife. She committed suicide at that time, and they put it off and then released it and then re-released it in the spring of 77. So, but it was a great song.
A great song, and there's a lyric in this that resonates and I can hear in my head.
Yeah, which one is it?
I'm going to be a happy idiot and struggle for the legal tender.
Yeah, you know what? Life, money... The stuff, the disappointment, the enduring, yeah, all those, this is, the lyrics are profound in this. You're absolutely right. It speaks to all of the total truth of life, I think.
Yeah. So we go from the heavy to the light with the Whispers and Rocksteady.
Could you actually think of a better song? I love the feel of the song, this R&B happy tune from 1987.
Yeah, it was a dancer.
It sure was number one, Michael, on the charts.
Big poppy song. Big poppy song.
Fabulous. It's actually, I think, was their biggest hit, too, on the Hot 100s.
That period of time, there were some great dance songs that came out. And not too far off was the song that opened our set, which, you know, Shalimar, they really were all about dancing.
Yeah, they absolutely were about dancing, and this was kind of disco-driven vehicle by Soul Train. And I don't know if you remember this or not, but it was Jody Watley and Jeffrey Daniels that were dance partners and made their way on Soul Train. And they had the break because they were looking, Cornelius was looking for a group to put together, and that's when he said, you know what, I've got these two kids, they're really awesome, and that's when they added Hewitt to it.
Yep.
And that was, wonderful. A wonderful time for them.
From Akron, Ohio, I believe.
I think you're right. What was really cool, too, Jeffrey Daniels, in his choreography, actually did the moonwalk before, before Michael Jackson. He showed Michael Jackson, you know, at that time it was called something else. It was called the ghetto dance, the hip-hop ghetto dance is how they referred to it. And Michael Jackson turned it into the moonwalk.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, really.
Sounds better. So, hey, it's your turn.
Shalimar.
To pick a record.
Yeah, it is?
Yes.
Why should I pick?
Pull one out.
All right. I got it.
What are you putting on?
Well, it's a really fabulous song. And it's from...
War.
Yep, you got it.
You got it. That's a great one. And this one not only has a reflection of the times going for it, but it has that driving beat that this band was known for. A little bit of jazz, a little bit of funk, a little bit of rock went in to make this band as big as they were.
I know. It's an amazing song.
Why can't we be friends? like to be the president.
Yeah.
So I can show you how your money. I know what I'm talking about.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
I know you're waking for the CIA. They wouldn't have you in the mafia.
Recycling rock radio's legendary years, 65 through 85.
Oh, VR2.
I know, right? We're just playing records.
Celebrating the greatest music ever recorded.
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, then I suddenly see you. Did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? You didn't run, you didn't lie, you knew I wanted just to hold you. And had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. Ooh, you were meant to be near me. Ooh, and I want you to hear me. Say we'll be together every day. Got to get you into my life. What can I do? What can I be? When I'm with you, I wanna stay there. If I'm true, I'll never leave. And if I do, I know the way there. And I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day?
VR2, and the best way to enjoy the Beatles is playing their records.
Yeah, the Fab Four. That's how I started playing records, without question.
That's right. Albums, 45s, EPs. It was all about the Beatles.
And this is such a great song. Originally released in 1966 and then re-released as a single in 1976. Actually, 6 years, Michael, after the Beatles broke up.
And what year did the Earth, Wind, and Fire do the song?
You know, I think that Earth, Wind, and Fire did this.
It was late 70s.
It was late 70s.
Fantastic.
I think it was, late 70s. And somebody else did it, too. Chicago did it. They played the record. Blood, Sweat, and Tears did it all around 1977. But John Lennon said, it was quoted as saying that this is one of the greatest collaborations that he did with Paul McCartney.
I would say that this one, less about the music, more about the way the vocals work to carry the song. This is Beatles harmonies, especially John and Paul, unbelievable.
And Paul, the lyrics of this song, he definitely wrote, of course. He said that the original message on this song was all about introducing himself to marijuana. I know, can you believe it?
Well, you should. Back
that's
then,
the culture.
Well, it was the drug that made you.
Yeah.
It told you to write a song about it. In your mind, it was like, write a song about me.
Yeah, there you go.
But, great, you know, song. This song's talking about a little wacky. This set, rather, all over the board. The song before that, Alan O'Day and Undercover Angel. Talk about poppy bubblegum.
This was a U.S. number one hit, though.
I mean, loved it.
It really hit the charts.
Well, and I was at two stations at the time. I was doing college radio, and then I was on my first commercial radio station as a wee lad, WYAN in Upper Sandusky, Ohio. Did you even know a place like that existed?
No, but I know that this was kind of sort of a one-hit wonder, and this gentleman also wrote for Bobby Sherman, Cher, and the Righteous Brothers, believe it or not.
Talk about bubblegum.
I know, right?
At the top of the bubblegum charts.
Yeah, crazy.
Before that, we heard from a band known for a song about an automatic car wash.
Yeah, think 1977 for this record. It actually hit number 39 in the U.S.
Do a Dance.
You got it. Rolls Royce.
We were all doing a dance to that one.
Yeah, this is a great soul song, I think, R&B band.
Which we love. And we will always play a nice, healthy mix of music. But soul is always going to be somewhere.
I like the congos on this song.
Nice one. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful.
Before that, we started our set with a song with a peace message in it.
Yeah?
Why Can't We Be Friends? A Song to the World.
I love this song, and this song was written by Harold Brown, the drummer. They were somewhere on tour. And,
of who?
Of War, of course, from 1975. This hit U.S. at number six. But what's really cool about this song and this record is that all of the musicians sing a verse in this song. And yes, it's all about, you know, bringing everyone together through music.
And that kept the peace because the lead singer wouldn't, you know, everyone got a chance to take the lead.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So that brings us to the end of our record playing session this week.
It does.
It does.
It does, doesn't
our,
it?
Our kind of our new approach to this whole thing that got it started for us, which was playing records, led to wanting to be in the business, which led to wanting to play records again.
Yeah, which is what we're doing now. We've come full circle, you know.
I love it.
I love it.
So we'll be back to play records next week.
Mm-hmm.
Same time, same place.
Yeah. And we've got some a really great lineup next week.
And
we got a lot of records.
That's right. And we'll be back right after this to bring you another song in the vein of peace.
Always, we're closing our shows in peace.
So we'll be right back after this.
Making It Green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for the presence of radon. To learn more, call 866-730-GREEN.
A message from the US EPA.
Now, back to Mike and Chris on VR2.
Vintage Rock Radio.
VR2, and I think we're just about done playing records for the week, Chris.
Yes, we are, and we need to close the way that, you know, that's become very important to VR2 and to both of us.
Our tradition of peace.
Right. We both believe in peace, and I believe in world peace, and I know that you do. And this anthem was the American anti-war movement at that time, Mike, written by John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band in 1969. And this also, in my considered opinion, was John Lennon's big theme in life. This was his dream. World peace. Give peace a chance. That's what he wanted.
Well, and then I will leave with you and our audience this message.
Yeah.
VR2.
Peace to you.
Everybody tell me about that.
Found a Heritage Rock Saturday. WLFC FM, North Baltimore, Findlay, Ottawa. Rockin' Northwest Ohio since 1973. Our 8 o'clock broadcast hour begins right now.